listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. Partly cloudy today, we're heading for 27 in Mackay and 28 in Airlie Beach. Making news today, Tuesday, May 16. Our rental market's still getting worse. More flood warnings coming to our region and a push to make Mackay more accessible. New data has revealed the rental market in Mackay, the Whitsundays and Isaac tightened once again in April. According to PropTrack, our vacancy rate was 2.41% last month, down slightly compared to the same time last year. Economist Anne Flaherty says local rental vacancy rates are likely to remain low.
This was a decline of 0.2%, which is a concern. It shows that that market is still very competitive and becoming more so.
The Local Government Association of Queensland has welcomed a $263 million investment in Australia's disaster warning network. The cash will be spent purchasing, repairing and upgrading flood gauges in 40 disaster-prone areas across the state, including the Don, Proserpine and Pioneer Rivers. LGAQ CEO Alison Smith says councils have been calling on the federal government for this kind of investment for years.
It is vital that Queensland's flood warning early detection network is improved and is maintained consistently going forwards, because this is a matter of saving lives. It's all about community safety.
Mackay Council is hoping to make our region the best for livelihood and livability. Its goal is to make the Mackay region more inclusive for people of all ages, abilities, cultural backgrounds and genders. As the next step, it's developing a new Accessible Communities Action Plan and wants the public to have its say. Mayor Greg Williamson says Council's goal is to make information, activities and places as usable as possible to as many people as possible. And Queensland has experienced a significant increase in the number of licence suspensions in the last 2 years. According to listener investigative journalist Joey Watson, there's been a 22% rise. He says the recent introduction of mobile phone detection cameras could be to blame.
Ultimately, this isn't just about people losing their licences. The purpose of these laws is to save lives. And to the credit of policymakers, the road toll over time is going down.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Queensland Maroon squad for Game 1 of the Women's State of Origin series has been named. It'll see a handful of Qatar's players boot up, including local Emma Manzelman, Shannon Marto, Chena Pallotta and Romy Teitzel. Head coach Tani Norris says the coaching staff has picked a strong team to represent Queensland.
Make sure that we've got the side that are physically ready to go. I think that's important for us. With two games, we've got to look at that now. We've got to make sure that we've got a depth of players.
Meantime, the Mackay Magpies continue their winning streak in local men's rugby league, still undefeated following a 20-0 win over Serena Crocs at the weekend. Second-placed Brothers endured their second loss, going down 24-22 at the hands of the Moranbah Miners, while Whitsunday Brahmins defeated South Sharks and Carlton's Devils took down West Tigers. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.